This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UK's hardline Interior Minister Suella Braverman quit the government Wednesday. This heaps more doubt on the survival chances of Prime Minister Liz Truss after her right-wing economic agenda unraveled. Braverman said she had resigned after using her personal email to send an official document to a colleague. Within hours, Truss's office announced that she would be replaced by Grant Shapps, a former transport minister under ex-premier Boris Johnson.
Look, obviously, it's been a turbulent time for the government, but I think the most important thing is to make sure that people in this country know that they've got security. And that's why it's a great honour to be appointed as Home Secretary today. I'm looking forward to getting stuck into the role and providing the sort of security that the British people need, regardless of what's happening otherwise in Westminster.
Meanwhile, the Sun newspaper reports UK lawmakers claim the Tory chief whip Wendy Morton has resigned and the deputy chief whip Truss has faced major widespread criticism for failing to step down herself. Former President Trump is scheduled to answer questions under oath today in a lawsuit filed by a magazine columnist. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Position gives lawyers for E. Jean Carroll a chance to interrogate Donald Trump about the assault allegations and statements he made in 2019 when she first told her story publicly. Trump says she completely made up a story that I met her at the doors of this crowded New York City department store and within minutes swooned her. It's a hoax and a lie. His legal team worked for years to delay his deposition in the lawsuit, which was filed when he was still president. Carroll was to have been questioned by Trump's lawyers last Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is, quote, in an incredibly difficult position, end quote, and is resorting to brutalizing Ukrainian citizens. Mr. Biden told reporters at the White House, quote, I think Vladimir Putin finds himself in an incredibly difficult position, and what it reflects to me is it seems his only tool available to him is to brutalize individual citizens in Ukraine to try to intimidate them into capitulating. Meanwhile, President Vladimir Putin ordered all of Russia to support the war effort in Ukraine Wednesday as the Russian-appointed administration of Kherson prepared to evacuate the only regional capital Moscow has captured during its invasion. Images of people using boats to flee the southern city were broadcast by Russian state TV, which portrayed the exodus from the right to left bank of the River Dnipro as an attempt to evacuate civilians before it became a combat zone. President Putin is imposing a martial law on the four regions that Moscow recently annexed from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Putin didn't immediately spell out the measures that will be taken under the martial law, but the Russian legislation envisages it may involve restrictions on travel and public gatherings and tighter censorship, as well as giving broader powers to law enforcement agencies. Putin, too, has granted emergency powers to the heads of other Russian regions. The moves are the latest sign fighting in Ukraine isn't going Putin's way. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. government is considering a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan, a business lobby said Wednesday, an initiative intended to speed up arms transfers to bolster Taipei's deterrence against China. U.S. presidents have approved more than $20 billion in weapon sales to Taiwan since 2017, as China has ramped up military pressure on the democratically self-governed island Beijing claims as its own territory. Also today, North Korea fired artillery shells near its sea boundaries with South Korea late Tuesday, a day after the South began annual military drills to better deal with North Korean provocations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement early Wednesday that North Korea fired about 100 shells off the West Coast and 150 off the East Coast. And recapping our top story, the UK's hardline Interior Minister Suella Braverman quit the government Wednesday. There's more doubt now about the survival of Prime Minister Liz Truss after her right-wing economic agenda has unraveled. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.